Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And welcome back on the NutraMedical Report. And by the way, I beg you out there to be brave. Like, I don't have the song playing. I want to see you be brave, but I do. I want to see you be brave to take control of your own health. Don't just take popping a whole pile of blood pressure pills, but really, what is blood pressure? I like to ask people this, and especially doctors, and hear the, what they call the kindergarten answers I get. Well, blood pressure is pushing against resistance. No, your blood vessels are not a garden hose. Your blood vessels actually have a peristaltic wave in response to the shearing force of the pulse that comes from the aorta and from the heart. And 70% of the blood flow to your tissues, which is perfusion, is not your heart, it's actually your blood vessels. In fact, all, not some, of the blood flow back from the periphery to the heart is entirely your veins and venules doing a peristaltic wave like a snake eating a mouse. If you look at it horizontally and could x-ray it while it's being done or ultrasound, what you'd actually realize is that if your blood vessels are failing, it's because the mitochondria are failing in the intimal layer, in the immediate layer of the artery wall, and that your failure is due to calcified plaque developing because of chronic free radicals and infected biofilm. And that's where, of course, the cardiovascular quimia shines, because it actually does so many things. Seven synergistic, high-potency herbs. And it's not like its so-called competitors, and I don't need to go through the list, but these are what we call knockoffs that basically you use the wrong part of the plant, don't measure the standard concentration of the right biomolecule in every batch, don't have the right formula or the research that doesn't support why they're making it as a so-called knockoff and trying to contend that it's equal. And they also don't make a form where the drop or the tincture is of equal potency to the capsule. So let's go through the herbal combination. So I tell people, if your doctor says, well, you've got hypertension. What is hypertension? It's blood vessel failure. How many doctors do you think are telling people that their blood pressure is blood vessel failure? And if it goes on long enough, it'll eventually cause heart failure. And at that point, your heart now gets dilatory cardiomyopathy and the increased thickness of your heart wall. The infected biofilm, which is the internal lining of your arteries now, are so inflamed that you're developing calcified plaque you can see in a high-speed CT scan or an ultrasound. And if you look at your cardiac markers, your inflammatory markers like C-reactive protein, PI-1, IL-17, TNF-alpha, are in orbit if you do a test like Veritas Labs or other tests like Meridian Valley Labs in Tukwila, Washington, that look at blood viscosity and cardiac markers. So, double-dog and triple-dog dare people to think that they know more, including your doctor, the Dr. Deagle, about what causes heart disease. I have this area cased for decades of research, and I can tell you most of what is being done by conventional medicine is dumb as a bag of rocks. It's dangerous, too, because what's happened is they're not addressing the underlying problem, which is physiology, biochemical imbalances and free radicals and mitochondrial failure, and as a result, they push drugs. For example, I was just reading a report just now about a new anti-cancer immunotherapy drug called Keytruda. And this is an immunotherapy drug given to people with cancer, but it guarantees that you're going to double the risk of dying from immune system failure and the cancer spreading like crazy. Well, the same way with, drugs that you're given by your doctor, you know, like calcium channel blockers and beta blockers and... The list is pretty long, you know, antiarrhythmic drugs that will kill you with black box warnings on even the sheet that you get with it if you read the PDR, physician's desk reference. So let's go through the systematic review of each of these. And by the way, you're not going to get equivalent. We have people that switch from the other so-called knockoff stars, and they say, Doc, this works. Wow, my pressures are normal now. My perfusion's good. My doctor's not going to do a bypass. He put a stent in last year because it reversed. My blockage of my artery to my right lower leg is better. How did that happen? You just took consistently what we told you to, which is Cardiovasc. Now, you can add other nutraceuticals to it, but we have a lot of people that don't have a big budget, and the only thing they can take in their budget is to take Cardiovasc. And if you take the adequate dosage, not what we call a infantile dosage, but an adequate dosage for an adult, you're going to get better. So let's look at each one of the components and start off with the very first and stepwise go through them, because we, as we repeat these and you listen each week, you're going to hear a little different story each time, and you're going to pick up and say, maybe I should be taking that, dear. If your blood pressure is up, you've got infected biofilm, and you've got failure of your mitochondria, and you're at risk of developing calcified plaque you can see in a high-speed CT scan. This is not open to anybody's damned opinion. It's something that can be validated by blood work and scientific imaging. So when people say, well, my doctor, da-da-da, your doctor needs to shut the hell up and listen and do the testing. And if he doesn't know how to do the testing, I'll teach him how to do it free. F-R-E-E. I'm not going to charge a cent to train any doctor. Okay? Not a cent. I am too stubborn to think that they think they know more than me, and I can prove to them they don't, which is very disturbing. Thousands or millions of doctors are wrong, and Dr. Deagle with my tests and my imaging study are right. Isn't that disgusting?
Yep.
But I don't take any captives either, and I'm not cruel about it. I'm saying, look, I know and you don't, and I can prove it to you. And a lot of these test armamentariums are right in their own hospital or right in their own laboratory, but they don't do it. For example, doctors are doing nuclear magnetic spectroscopy, looking at, it's called nuclear spectroscopy, looking at the various fractions of your lipids that can cause heart disease. So they're only estimating your HDL and VLDL3 concentrations. They don't know anything about your small particle HDL or your oxidation ratio of your fatty acids. They don't measure it. They don't measure antibodies against non-normal hydroxycholesterol. They don't know what your T-bar's level is of oxidized fatty acids. And I can tell you, unless they're really sharp cardiologists, they don't do a high-speed CT scan or a transesophageal echocardiogram or a cardiac CT scan or any of these things. They just kind of let you sail along until you faceplant and die. I mean, I literally get stories every day by people that otherwise listen to their doctor and their doctor killed them. I mean, it's pretty bad, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And they pretend that they have their, as they say, MD stands for Magnificent Deity, more drugs or more dough. You can take your pick. It's pretty bad, isn't it?
Yep.
Let's start off with the first component.
So the first component is the Hawthorn.
What's in the Hawthorn? It's the...
So it's a leaf and flower extract. And we look for a marker compound, the compound within the plant. It's called Vitexin, and we test for that in every batch.
Right. Nobody else does that, by the way. They even make these knockoffs. And that's one of the things why the two toughest countries to get highest level certification are Canada and Australia. It's not America. We have high level analysis of the companies that make our nutrient meds here. As special laboratories are all U.S. and do other things that are not required by the government. But to be honest with you, the other knockoffs never measured these things. Next component. And by the way, this one is what's called a cardiotonic. It helps your heart and your blood vessels contract. Next one.
So then we have the garlic.
And it's not just aged garlic. It's not just going to block angiotensin-converting enzyme. It actually kills the nanobacteria in your artery walls that cause plaque. Next one.
So then we have the cayenne.
It's nitric oxide. You have to produce nitric oxide. It'll also reduce free radicals, like natural peroxy radicals especially. And that's very important. If you don't, your mitochondria don't work properly, and you end up with a hypoactive contractile wave or peristaltic wave of your blood vessels and your heart. That's why nitric oxide is so important. So we give, one of the other things we add is Supernox, and we recommend a beet powder. And what I like is one I just order from anywhere, health food store, is beet VO2 max, but beets just provide you with nitrates. But the Supernox is really important. And I tell people the Cardiovasc by itself will lower blood pressure and pre-perfusion, and you can prove it. You can just go to do a endopath or endothelix test, and if you say, I don't know where to do it, doc, just email me and I'll give you a link. And you can find a doctor within a half hour to an hour where you live that actually has, these are usually cardiologists, that has the endopath or endothelix testing at their office that can do it for you to look at your perfusion ratio. Next component?
So then we have the bilberry.
Bilberry is the smallest dialyzable antioxidant other than hydrogen. So you need bilberry, you know. In fact, they used it in the First and Second World War with the pilots. They wouldn't go blind because it would protect their eyes from the ultraviolet light destroying the retina. Well, it protects your heart, your solid organs, kidney, liver, brain, whatever. So it prevents oxidative stress. Be brave. If you have a question about heart or anything dealing with it, 877-317-6432. Back in a moment.
The answer to being...
And if you're shopping for health, you want to take Cardiovasc. What percentage of the population do you think develops hypertension during their adult life?
I'm guessing about half.
No, it's probably more like 90 to 95% by the time you get in your sixth decade.
Yeah.
What is hypertension? Hypertension is blood vessels stop peristaltic moving blood from your aorta to your peripheral tissues. Period. And eventually the arteries eventually get so inflamed they actually start to calcify, so you can see it on a high-speed CT scan. And you can do lipid fractions to find out which ones are causing macrophages, meaning big eater cell in Latin. When they eat these little oxidized cholesterol or oxidized non-neuronal hydroxycholesterol or oxidized fatty acids, they die and form a thing called a foam cell. And the foam cell causes you to release soluble ICAM-1 and 2, precipitate platelets, fibrin, and other cells, and as a result, it's like a Haitian tar paper shack building in the inside of your arteries. Now, it can either embolize and shoot a clot down your artery, or it can just fracture and create a big clot to block it off right locally where it is, often at branch points where blood vessels split. So we know exactly what causes heart disease. In fact, it's kind of ruins business if you tell it, let out the secret. It's like it's like letting out the secret of why the Mandalay Day Massacre happened or what 9/11 was. This is the 9/11 in your arteries. I can't tell you, almost every day I hear a story from one of my callers that said, hey, I'm looking for some help, Dr. Deagle. My friend had no advance warning, but they just died at ideal weight of a heart attack. And just, they like my analogy, I call it the face plant syndrome. In other words, when you faceplant, you're not coming back. We're not going to slap paddles on you or bring the EMTs and intubate you and pump your lungs up and bring you to the ICU, and you're going to come back and say, hi wife, hi kids. No, you're dead. D-E-A-D, not coming back, dead. And people don't understand that a third of males, their first symptom of heart disease is death. Faceplant syndrome, and more than half of females, 5 to 10 years after, usually a little later than males, 55% of females, their very first symptom of heart disease is death, faceplant syndrome. And that's because they listen to their doctors taking the typical screening test, like, hey, your blood pressure's up, we'll just slap you on a pill. But they're not fixing the underlying problem. And that's what's really distressing. When you take Cardiovasc, it actually fixes the underlying problem. You start reversing calcium scores, you start reversing plaque, you start opening up arteries, you reverse the tendency of the artery to be damaged. That's why, also you're not taking crazy drugs like HMG-CoA reductase inhibitors like Zocor, Lipitor, Crestor. And so let's continue with our list.
Yeah, so I'm not sure if we mentioned the ginkgo yet.
We didn't. We went into bilberry was the last one. So ginkgo is, of course, a vasodilator. It also reduces blood viscosity. Because if you actually measure the non-Newtonian fluid dynamics of blood, and there's published in our cardiology journals, I've talked to cardiologists who told me that's voodoo science. I said, it's published in your own cardiology journals by American Board of Cardiology or Canadian Board of Cardiology or European Board of Cardiology, like British and European, published in your own journals by cardiologists that also have a PhD in physiology that have published this using non-Newtonian fluid dynamic equations. So I want to pull my hair out when I'm thinking of these people. They don't want to accept journals published in their own articles by people that have got their own specialty certification and a PhD on top of it. Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm.
I have the only dual laser viscometer in my office west of Harvard. And I was working with a Harvard cardiologist nearly 20 years ago trying to find the cause of heart disease, and I had lots of subspecialists, including cardiologists and hematologists, sending me patients because they were wondering what causes these patients to have problems like plaque and hypertension and heart failure. Well, it's blood viscosity. It's thick blood. So that's why when you take these, and we, of course, add things like natokinase with PQQ to increase the mitochondrial growth in their artery walls. But cardiovascular by itself, if you take an adequate dosage, and not a baby dose. The dosage on the bottle says take one pill or 15 drops if you're a female, if you're a small female, and two if you're a male. But if your hypertension is not coming down, increase it to take 3 capsules or 45 drops rather than 30 if you're a male. And then when your pressures come down and you figure you're down in 3 or 6 months, you can taper it down a bit. But you've got to take enough to get things moving and opening up again. And, you know, it takes 20 years of bad biochemistry to kill you. You know, where you're kind of working up to a big spasm of your arteries or a big heart problem, stable plaque, before it's going to block off a major artery and you're going to get a big chunk of your heart muscle die. It doesn't happen, you know, without lots of warning. When they did the autopsy of my dad when he died, they could tell he had previous heart attacks, but he was asymptomatic because he's a tough guy. He just ignored it. Most people don't have symptoms or bad enough to say, hey, you know, I don't have terrible angina. Maybe you don't have any angina. If you're diabetic, you probably don't have any angina at all. Do you know that? Because your cardiosensory, pain receptors for pain in your heart basically are numbed by the fact you've got diabetic glycation of the nerve fibers, so you're not going to feel pain. Isn't that interesting?
Mm.
So if somebody tells me I'm diabetic, I don't have any angina, I said, so? Doesn't mean anything to me. You're not going to feel pain if you're diabetic, especially if you've got peripheral neuropathy in your feet. Because that means you probably have neuropathy in your heart, too.
Yep.
So what's the next component?
So then we have the two last components are the milk thistle and the valerian.
And, of course, milk thistle at the proper concentration is going to stimulate your liver to detoxify. And it doesn't matter if it's packaging material for food you ate or the ambient air that's got lots of toxins that burn your artery walls. You got to get it up. You got to detoxify. And I like one of the statements of one of our environmental docs. I won't give their name, but it's the statement they had was a good tagline. It says, detoxify or die. And I think that's true. If you're not detoxifying, which is what cardiovascular does, you're dying. You may not die today, but you are going to die. Because these things, toxins are going to build up. Your arteries are going to start calcifying. Eventually, they get rigid as old, garden hoses left out in the sunlight too long. And eventually, your heart's going to try to take up the difference and pump blood through resistant arteries that are not moving or peristaltic, producing a wave. And then your heart muscle starts to fail. The heart either gets dilatory cardiomyopathy, like trypanosoma cruzii, which, by the way, there's 100 million people in Central and South America infected with this parasite. We know other viruses, like Zika virus, can do it too. So if you're in southern Texas or New Orleans or Florida, and you're exposed to Zika, you don't need to take our nutraceuticals to kill off the pathogens like Allicin Med and Neutrodyne, etc., and NutriSilver. You need to take Cardiovasc because a lot of the people that have the Zika virus are going to get spontaneous, almost immediate onset, progressive and very, very terminal heart failure. They don't realize that you don't have to even go for years. You can start it within weeks or months after you've had a bad Zika infection. You don't know that you're in trouble until you go to the cardiologist and your legs are blowing up balloons.
Yep.
So, and then, of course, the last component is the valerian, which balances your autonomic nervous system. Most people don't realize if you're always in fight or flight, your body's always in stress, that drives up your stress hormones, norepinephrine and dopamine. So cardiovascular fixes a lot of things. Calms you down, rinse plaque, opens up arteries, makes your heart vessels contract, It's an amazing formula. I take buckets of it. 3 capsules in the morning, 3 in the midday. I put it in my drink, which I drink all day long. I would bathe in it if I could, I suppose. Welcome back. We're going to have Tony, our Nutridyne chemist, on shortly, and always have a good discussion about Nutridyne. It is our top nutraceutical here at Nutramedical, and there's several reasons for it. A lot of our nutraceuticals are very unique. Things like our digestes, it makes your stomach acid and pepsin come back. And most people don't realize they have bad stomach acid unless they and digestive enzymes don't work properly, unless you have the proper acidity. But most people aren't realizing that their bodies are chock-a-block full of stealth pathogens, that their mitochondria actually generate the ATP and NADH, and if you don't have proper peripheral deiodination, and most people don't absorb regular iodine very well, you have the monatomic form of Nutriodine. It kills off all stealth pathogens, reactivates and grows new mitochondria, and detoxifies halides. It's really amazing. Do we have Tony?
Yes, good. Hello. How are you doing, Dr. Bill?
Hi, okay. I was mentioning the three top things that make Nutriodine our number one nutraceutical and has been for years. In fact, I talked to one of my doctors recently, and of course he's all excited about the Nutriodine. Because he has a personal issue that he wants to correct with it with thyroid resistance. Most people don't realize thyroid resistance syndrome, we call type 2 hypothyroidism, is 100 times or more common than type 1. Type 1 is where you have antithyroglobulin and antimicrosomal enzymes. Type 2 basically means you've got other alternative halides, fluoride, chlorine, bromide, or you're getting an elevation of reverse thyroid hormone production, RT3 we call it, free RT3, that blocks your crystal valley and your mitochondria from making ATP and NADH. Now, the combination of stealth pathogens, halide toxins, and decreased mitochondrial function is underlying basically most diseases. So everybody needs to take Nutriodine, including your pets. We have basically a mitochondrial apocalypse happening, and people aren't aware that as our mitochondria fail, disease sets in. Every state of every illness has electron deficiency, according to Linus Pauling, acid pH, decreased levels of ATP and NADH, which are trackable, we can actually measure them now, and decreased, we call piezoelectric potential of the cells and tissue, or bioimpedance, which you can measure with these bioimpedance machines. In fact, I had one in my office in Denver back in the early 2000s, and I had one of my buddies that actually had a bioimpedance machine he used in the ICU, and we saw someone's bioimpedance dropping, he knew they were going to crash that night and try to die on him. So he tried to figure out what the heck's going on. Are they going septic? What's going on? Are they sliding into terminal heart failure? What's happening?
Mm-hmm.
So, Nutriodine fixes all of those. In fact, if you're hypothyroid and you've been taking synthetic thyroid, even organic glandular, you need to take Nutriodine and 5 and 6 other minerals. Selenium cruciferate, which we have, which is excellent, and the other minerals in there are Minerals Plus and Vitamineral Max that will help you correct the peripheral deiodination in the 5' position.
Well, so, we have people call in all the time that say that, you know, from taking Nutriodine, they can either reduce their dosage and there's some synthetic thyroid, you know, medication, or even get off of it sometimes. It's actually phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, in fact, we see that all the time. I remember when we first started using Nutriodine many years ago, we have people after they're on it a year and a half to 2 years and say, Doc, I'm off my thyroid meds. I say, whoa, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
And then they actually had their gland come back. And some of them had radioiodine treatment, say, a decade earlier. Or they had type 1, we call regular anti-microsomal anti-thyroglobulin antibodies, or they had type 2, which is diabetic. The diabetic type basically is, in a sense, part of what we call survival change in your genetics. So the average person who's hypometabolic and has elevated insulin levels and elevated reverse thyroid hormone, if you do a core body temperature chart on them and measure with a gerotherm alcohol thermometer, they're chronically hypothermic. Now, if you do a digital photograph, you'll see their fatty tissues around their middle end of their arms and their thighs as they're female, cold, because those compartments are not peripherally converting. Now, I've mentioned this to doctors before, but a lot of them think they know more than Dr. Deagle, and that's extremely unlikely. For example, one of the things I mentioned to the doctors, and this is over 30 years ago, because I brought the test in from Germany 37 years ago with head of pathology at the University of, when I was doing my research back then, University of Calgary, is that every body compartment peripherally converts T4 to T3, which is 4,000 to 4,500 times more avidly attached to the receptor to turn on oxidative phosphorylation and to make high energy adenosine triphosphate or nicotine adenine dinucleotide hydride, NADH. That means that every body compartment, like your brain, your internal organs, your liver, your kidneys, independently based on the autonomic nervous system regulation, they need seven minerals and they need the right autonomic balance, which is why, for example, if you're in fight or flight, which is why we use things like cardiovasc, if you're in fight or flight and your cortisol levels are high, you're peripherally going to block thyroid conversion from T4 to T3 and you're going to make reverse thyroid. So if you have what we call a pseudo-Cushing syndrome and your cortisol levels are above normal, you're going to actually make reverse thyroid hormone because you're, and every diabetic and pre-diabetic and hypertensive has elevated levels of reverse thyroid hormone and they're not peripherally deiodinating. Now, if you're drinking fluoridated water...
Does that actually increase or decrease the concentration of oxygen you're producing throughout your body whenever you have that reverse?
It reduces the energy, the ATP generated, because when you go into anaerobic metabolism, you only generate two ATP for one glucose molecule rather than 32.
Right.
So it's a big difference. It's a 16-fold difference. Now, the problem is people don't realize that every disease is basically electron deficiency, acidity, decreased mitochondrial function disorder. So the mitochondria have a key role in every illness. And if you're not peripherally deiodinating, and the problem is it's each compartment separate. So you see, and in the minerals, and especially you need the monoatomic form, because the Tesla-activated monoatomic form directly stimulates mitochondrial genesis, new mitochondria. Now, we use other things for that, too. We use PQQ, which is our pyroquinolone that's in our new natokinase. And we have other nutraceuticals that are very important to actually stimulate the tissues to regenerate. But people should understand that Nutridyne, like, for example, when I add it to my drink, I don't put a few drops in there. I put, like, 45 drops. I don't put 15.
And you also don't only have to use it for consumable purposes. Is that correct? You can apply it topically?
Yeah, I put it in my bath. I put usually about 60 drops in my bath in the morning. So I'm absorbing it transdermally. So a lot of people will say, I don't want to put it in water. Well, put it on your tummy. Rub it in.
Right.
It's going to go into your butt for your skin.
And you know, what I have heard is that sometimes the iodine is so potent and, you know, so effective that it will dry your skin out. You can mix it with medium-chain triglycerides.
I use bath oils, and it stops that from happening. If you put it with bath oils, yeah, I have magnesium bath oils, magnesium-based bath oils that work really well. We'll bring on the... It's been a few months since they've been back on, but they moved their offices in South Carolina up to Greensville, South Carolina, where they make it. One of the things that I find is that... And this is where I want you to ask some tough questions, okay? My greatest frustration is that people don't ask tough enough questions because they really never really think deeply about virtually everything. For example, if you talk to the average person and you start asking them, you know, a simple question of why is a cell a eukaryotic cell with mitochondria in it? Now, how many mitochondria do you think are in a heart muscle cell? Cardiomyocyte. How many? In one cardiomyocyte, how many mitochondria are inside one heart muscle cell?
Oh, you told me this before.
Between half a million and a million plus. So a cell only has an entire army of mitochondria, and if your mitochondria are not being replaced, you have decreased what's called mitophagy, which you can see on electron microscope. The best single marker of diabetes and pre-diabetes is decreased mitochondrial mitophagy. So the mitochondria look chewed up and old and ratty. It's like keeping a bad old carpet in your apartment, and you look at it and say, your mom walks in and says, Son, how old is this carpet? It's older than me. Well, you need to replace it, son. Well, that's like your mitochondria. If you don't replace them, things start to look pretty ratty inside your cells, too.
Oh, man.
Back in a minute. Welcome back, and so what we're talking is, we're talking truth here. If you look at the average person, for example, my daughter has Down syndrome. So I put in her drink, which we call syrup, I put Neutrodyne in there to try to increase her mitochondrial production. Now, there's five genes on the long arm, the CQ2122 long arm, because I'm a metabolic genetic expert on discerning different genetic syndromes. And I've been doing this for decades. So if you have a weird syndrome like Fragile X syndrome or Down syndrome, there's only five genes you need to have in the terminal end of the 21st chromosome. You don't need a full translocation, or even, you can even have a partial Down syndrome. We have just a percentage of your cells. These five genes cause Down syndrome. Now, Down syndrome is the best model of aging, because Down syndrome kids, if they die traumatically in their 30s, they have the same disease as someone double their age. So if they die in 35, they're like a 70-year-old.
Okay, so to go back to the telomeres, does people with Down syndrome, do their telomeres shorten at an extremely quicker rate?
You're talking about what shortening? You mean you're talking about the telomeres?
Exactly, because that's one of the major components of
aging. Well, the telomeres are just shortening because of the oxidative stress in the tissue. If you give antioxidants, I do to my daughter, she's not going to get the same disease as other Down syndrome. Progeria, which is Birdman syndrome, is not the best model of aging. It's Down syndrome. And if you actually fix the Down syndrome, which is the copper zinc SOD1 gene, an extra copy, the mini brain gene, the cystathionine beta synthetase gene, and two others, those three genes I just mentioned are probably 90% of what causes Down syndrome. And cystathionine beta synthetase is important for methyl group transfer. So between methyl group transfer and extra dosage of SOD1, so you get increased levels of single oxygen turning into hydroperoxy radical, and you can take simple things like acetyl glutathione to block that, and we can use the proper fatty acids, etc. Now, Neutrodyne is extremely important, because when you have increased free radical load, it also just damages mitochondria. They're 30 times more easily damaged than regular eukaryotic DNA. So when you damage mitochondrial DNA, you make really crappy mitochondria. Mm-hmm. And if your cells aren't running on oxidative stress, they basically make only 16th the amount of energy. They only make 16th the amount of energy as a normal cell is oxidatively energized. Now, we're doing crazy things, like we're putting chloride and fluoramines in our water to sterilize it, because it kills all known self-respecting pathogens. But when it gets into our cells, it actually displaces iodine, because it's not the higher energy form. When you take monoatomic tesla-activated iodine, it has enough energy, it can displace fluoride and chloride and bromide. Other forms of iodine cannot. So, for example, I'll hear people say, well, my doctor told me I should take Lugol's iodine. I said, not. That was invented a couple hundred years ago by a Frenchman. Right. Right. And it's basically, I2 or I3. It's not going to be the tesla-activated monatomic form, which you can see from a spectral analysis. So it can't displace these other halides. It won't stimulate new mitochondriogenesis. In fact, if you take too much regular iodine, you can actually end up shutting down your thyroid gland and stopping 5' deiodination. Did you know that? So taking regular iodine will actually shut off your thyroid rather than activating it. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, and I thought if you also take too much, you can induce hypothyroidism. And
That's what I'm talking about. It shuts off your ability to have 5' deiodination to create T3 from T4, which is 4,000 plus times more heavily attached to the crystal-Golgi receptors of your mitochondria to turn on oxidative phosphorylation. Now, I talked to endocrinologists and people that think they know this, and to be honest with you, they don't know what they're talking about. Because I can prove this.
Right.
I brought in the reverse thyroid test 37 years ago, and I've been doing work on this for decades. And the problem is, you see, if you don't ask the right questions and then go back and do scientific testing, you live under the delusion you think you've mastered something, and you still don't have a clue. That's why when I talk to doctors, whether they're neurologists, they say, well, this person's getting psychosis, this one's manic depressive, this one's, you know, a violent criminal. And we talked about this before with my son Matthew, talked about monoamine oxidase 1. Mitochondrial genes that are 15% more prevalent in black populations compared to white, they're more predisposed to become violent if they have bad nutrition, and their mitochondria are dysfunctional because they end up with a rage control in the amygdala, which is called the reptilian brain. So you get rage control because of mitochondrial dysfunction in the brain, and that genetic disposition, you can test their mitochondria for the monoamine oxidase 1 gene SNP. So,
hey, Dr. Bill, so talking about the brain, and you know, remember whenever you're mentioning the calcification of the pineal gland and how it hardens, that pineal gland, sometimes people refer to it as the third eye, and whenever you take Nutridyne, it really softens that. How do you?
That's right.
Does that have any relation in like connecting you more spiritually?
Let me explain this, and this is stuff you'll never hear anywhere else. Firstly, the astral, the third eye, is the eye we talked about. They often refer to it like the eye of Horus or whatever. If you have a near-death experience, your eye can get jammed open. Mine's open because I died at birth at 8.5. Now, 20% of health professionals are what's called empaths. Some of them are mildly empathic, some are hyper-empaths like myself. It doesn't mean we're special, we just have that eye jammed open, usually by something traumatic like a near-death experience. Now, it closes off, and it actually affects your spiritual connection to your higher self if your pineal gland calcifies. Because there's a connection between the pineal gland through the magnetite in the pineal gland and the nuclei in the brain to the cord of living waters that connects you to your soul, to your higher self, and we call the astral or spirit plane. So the connection
is,
it opens up to a higher spiritual perceptibility, and also it allows you to have a higher spiritual connectivity to. Because, when Jesus said, for example, you know, there's two commandments and all the others are attached. Love God with your heart, mind, and soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. I teach something a little different on the show, because this ties into the Nutridyne. Your neighbor is yourself. Yeah, when you're a hyper-empath, you start to realize your neighbor is yourself. You know, I can walk by the plant and say, water me. I look at my doctor, looks at me, and says, there's not water in my dish, Dig. Do it. Or I'm talking to somebody on the phone and I can perceive on a higher dimensional plane things are going on with them medically that I have to help them with and ask questions. So what we have to understand is that you're damaging your brain when you're having fluoride, chloride, and bromide, and if you don't have activated nitridine, not only does it calcify the nuclei in your brain, there's also what's called morphogenic generators. And those are the primary basal nuclei in the brain called the caudate and putamen. The caudate and putamen nuclei actually generate a morphogenic field that goes to your organs and tell livers to still be livers. And it sends it through the proline side groups of your collagen and your fascia throughout your body, and also the myelinated and non-myelinated nerve fibers through your spinal cord and nervous system and the autonomic nuclei. So what happens is those harmonic resonant frequencies tell the genes to tell your liver to still be a liver. So if you take a liver out of someone and put them on a heart-lung bypass machine, it only continues to be a liver about 3 days, and then it stops being a liver. It starts to turn into a mash of cells that try to grow on their own. Isn't that interesting?
It is.
So what you have to understand is there's a template for how to build you. Now, the problem is that there's consequences on every level in terms of group behavior. For example, as the population gets more toxic and they get more calcified pineal glands and the basal nuclei of their brain, we call it middle ion syndrome. We see it in people that are on dialysis because the middle ions are heavy metals calcifying these nuclei, including the pineal gland. You can even see it on a CT scan or an MRI. Oh, that doesn't look good. It's all calcified. And if you talk to these people, they're, in a sense, not only intuitively but spiritually dead. Right? Dead.
Okay.
Yeah, they've lost their sensitivity. Now, the problem is we try to train it on the people to say, oh, you can't think like that. You can't perceive the spirit of, you know, going into the woods or whatever, or the spirit of the planet or whatever. You can't do that. Well, the fact is, that's all the nature of what we are. We're an extension of planet Earth. We're part of earthling. The ling part is important, you know. We're the ling part, but the earth means we're part of the earth organism. That's why if you even go off the planet, you need to have a Schumann resonance to express the electrons through outer orbitals so you can express your DNA. You can't express your DNA if you put yourself in a mu metal box, which we can do with animals. They'll slow down, become obese, and most of them will die. Okay? So, Neutridyne amplifies that. It amplifies what's called the biophoton flux or the energy of your cells, which we call bioimpedance or the zeta potential of your cells, is amplified by Neutridyne. And you can get a bioimpedance test done. There's labs or medical offices. I had it at my office in Denver, where you can ask a chiropractor, MD, whatever, that's into alternative medicine, do you have a bioimpedance machine? Yeah. You slap an electrode on your right hand and right foot, turn it on, and in a minute, they just a little ticker tape pops up and says, yep, you're 50% alive. Take Neutridyne and it goes up. Amazing, eh?
Sure is.
Yeah. Kills pathogens, gets rid of halides, regenerates mitochondria, extends life. Amazing.
Have you checked? Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.